Hi, I'm Carl Nicholson, and it's so good to be with you today. God bless you. Today I wanted to talk about resilience. I think two podcasts ago I talked about resistance, and I just wanted to follow up because these words can be really closely connected, and they kind of mean the same thing, but there's a little bit of a more full definition that I think also pertains to us as believers. And I wouldn't eliminate the need for resistance in the dictionary or in our lives, but I think it's just another perspective that can really be life to us. And so I just wanted to talk about resistance for a second. Resilience. So the definition, you remember we talked about resistance, and that was the refusal to accept or comply with something, and the ability to not be affected by something, especially adversely. For resilience, it says the capacity to withstand or recover quickly from difficulties. Toughness is another word. The ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape, elasticity. So the capacity to withstand or recover quickly from difficulties and toughness. And so the easiest way for me to describe this is the picture that always comes to my head. Just retired 20 years military and spent most of that in special operations. And we were always doing stuff. Like, you know, we train way harder than we fight, and way more often. And so the idea is when we get into the battle that we're so tested and tried with different everything, techniques and courage and just, you know, being resilient, that we have the ability to overcome, put ourselves in a position to overcome the best we can, give ourselves good odds. And we do that through the training. And through the training, you know, we're constantly facing resistance. And that breeds the toughness that we need so that when we're in the fight, you know, we'll be able to stand. And what the resistance does is it creates resilience. And so the resilience is what we're looking for. We're looking for that capacity to stand, to withstand and recover quickly from difficulties and toughness. And one thing this reminds me of was, I was on a team of five or six of us guys, and one of the most you know, we have these train ups, we have these cycles that we go through when we deploy. We come back from deploy, you do a sort of a recovery for a couple weeks, and then we do a individual train up, which means you refresh and get better at the things you need to get good at individually, or want to learn new schools, new training. And then we come together for collective training where we put all our skills together and we refresh and do all of our training as a team. And then after that, we take a short break and then we deploy. That's sort of our cycle that we went through for years and years. And one of the culmination events that we do, we did a culmination type event every time. And what this would be was like a five-day thing where we you're working 14-hour days. We're doing a lot of planning on the front side, 2 or 3 days, maybe even a week of planning, where you're working 12 to 14 hours. Working, it's not just planning; it's working with a whole bunch of different people and tiers, and just, you know, getting a big plan together as if we're going into a country doing a new mission, something like that. And then we go into the operational phase of it, and what we would do was jump. Night insertion, free fall, halo jump into a place, and then set up reconnaissance there and sit there for 3 or 4 days and wait for the strike force to come in, and we'd have things to do while we're there. So we did this. Our jump, this was in South Carolina, and the jump that night actually was probably the longest infiltration jump I've ever done. We were supposed to get let out about 30 kilometers from the drop zone, and ended up being about 35 kilometers, which is, I don't know, 16, 17 miles. It was a really long ways, and this was at night, of course, so it's really cool. You get to see the city lights on your left. That was one of our markers. You know you're going the right direction. The city should be on your left. If it's on your right, you're going the wrong way. So past the city, went to the drop zone. We all made it. It's awesome. That in itself is a whole lot of, like, stress and, dopamine and rush. And so it's sort of tiring in itself. That could be an operation all in itself. But we get there. We have to hike a certain amount of miles to our location, do it undercover, sort of, you know. We're trying to be quiet. Then we set up our place. We get there. We set up our perimeter security. And then we work. And we monitor, you know, we do security when we sleep, when we wake, when we work, everything. And so we have this, we're doing 3 or 4 days of operations in this place. Well, it just happened to be the rainy time of the year at this place. And I cannot describe to you the type of rain it was. It was real rain. It wasn't like this misty, whatever. It was rain that brings puddles, that's wet. And we were able to get dry, but it was, you know, you sit under a tent, this little pop-up tent we made, it only works for a little bit. When you got to work, you got to go out there in it. So we were constantly wet. And I remember the fourth day into it, what happens is the strike force is supposed to come in. They do something. This is what we've been doing on the ground, working with. And then when they load up on the plane, we load up on the plane and go with them. So the training operation is over. If this was a real mission, it would be over. So what happened, though, was it was raining. It was raining on that day, and we got a weather call saying, no, nobody's coming in. We're going to roll 24 hours, and we're going to do this tomorrow. So for them, that doesn't mean much. That means all of them get to go back home to their beds, go to sleep, go out to eat, have a good night, wake up, get a good night's sleep, come back in, plan, get ready, and jump, and do the mission. That's great. It's almost nothing for them to do that 24 hours. For us, what that means is we've been banking on getting out of that place and out of that horrible, rainy, tired situation that we've been in for 4 days, and go home and get warm and stuff. And what it meant was we had 24 more hours in it. And that, I mean, if you've been in a situation like that, you've ever been in a bad situation or camping when it's cold or whatever it is, time can really seem to go slow. And so that's where I would like to talk about resilience, because as much as bad as it was, I remember specifically sitting in a circle with my team after we knew they were pushing 24 hours and we were going to be there another 24 hours. And we found a way to enjoy ourselves and to have communion. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, taking communion like we think, but just communion with each other and really enjoy each other's presence, because that's what we had. That is the best thing we had out there, was each other. And I remember, because some of these guys are not like believers like you would think. They're not like godly people that you think. But these guys are so resilient. And the fact that we could sit there, and I remember thinking, man, you know, this is the people of anybody on the planet. If I'm going to go to battle, these are the guys right here that I want to fight with. Because you have no idea the stress and the situation we were in, and the fact that we found solace and joy and enjoy in each other's presence and just made the best of what we had. I knew that we had a winning combo there. And that's what I would describe as resilience. I think we see it a lot. I know that I see it a lot. And a lot of times when you see people going through stuff and they're, you know, a lot of times that's the best people can do, excuse me, is present themselves, put their best foot forward and present themselves regardless of the situation they're going in. And sometimes that is what it's like. I find myself sometimes in those positions now. It's just things flare up. Life flares up. You know, there's these just things. It can be different things for all of us, and it flares up. And what we do, what I do, I don't stop. I think we just present ourselves the best we can, put our best foot forward. Let's resist that thing as much as we need to. But let's also show the capacity to to stand in the midst of this thing and to be overcomers in our minds, because we know that when we were out there, we know this thing's going to be over. It's going to be over soon, whether they roll another 24 hours, another 25 hours, it's going to be over soon. It will end. We did know that. And so what we did was do the best to make the best with what we have now. And I think that's the word. That's the word that I would share for people who are going through all these things. And when life flares up, is present yourself the best you can. We believe in a winning combo. It's like that training. Like, I knew that training was going to end. We in God, we have a real victory. We have the victory in Him. We will win this thing. We will not lose. We can be confident and put our best foot forward and believe and stand in this thing resiliently, knowing that we will overcome these flare-ups when they happen. And when they're not happening, we just push ahead and remain strong and tough as needed. So this is all. God bless you. Shalom.